Steve, a 3-0 defeat tonight. What's your assessment on tonight?
Well, if you make big errors, you get punished in the Championship. And if you come to a club as with the players that Watford have got, you know, Kari Anderson can't help slip and fall over, but I don't think I'll see that again in a Championship game this season. And we can't expect balls coming off our goalkeeper from 40 yards and stuff like that. It just shouldn't happen. So we put it down to individual errors. I've just been in the dressing room. I think the players concerned accept as individual errors, and it probably falsifies the last 15-20 minutes with Watford have a bit of the ball, with the quality they've got, and if they've got enough freedom to express themselves. But if we make individual errors like we've done at Wolves and like we've done tonight, then we'll get punished. It's as simple as that.
And the slip has come at such an important time in the game, Steve. It's because you were just growing into the game at that point, weren't you?
I don't think anyone in the stadium didn't think we were on top at that time. We'd made a couple of chances. In fact, immediately after Carey's mistake, Matt Derbyshire should equalise, shouldn't he? But Gomez has a good save at the near post. But we're in the game very much at that stage. And we said to the players, let's be in the game on 70, 75 minutes. And if we're in the game on 75 minutes, we know Watford get a little bit edgy. They're fighting for a huge prize like we are. But when you make further errors, we've had the slip from Carey, which is, you know, disappointing. But then we've the two bigger individual errors that really take the game out of hands.
And was that the message at the break? Look, you're still in the game, fellas. Let's clear his head. Let's move on. Let's try and get on with it.
No, we were positive. We had a little ropey spell for about 5 minutes or so after the goal, and people got a little bit nervous, and people slashing at balls and put them at the park and things. That happens. It happens at better clubs than us, and bigger clubs than us. But you know, when we grew into the game, I think we're the team in the ascendancy going towards the interval, and it's really more of the same, just no slipping over. And but if you make big errors like we made tonight and around the box, you're going to concede.
I suspect you may be a little bit more upset, Steve, if you still weren't creating chances, but you've definitely had chances in this game. I mean, Matt Derbyshire, Paul Green late with the header as well. These are key moments, aren't they? Games decided by fractions.
Well, they've capitalised on three errors, and we've made five chances here tonight and not taken any of them, and we made nine that we showed them at will. So the plus side is we're making chances, and that's a plus for us. We knew when we, back in the summer when the fixtures came out, when we drove out of Watford late in February, then that was having just come through a tough range of fixtures. The players have just been saying there how tough they've seen it coming in 5 and 6 weeks ago, but you know, we go forward with positivity now, but it's, I just said to the players, it's time for all of us to prove a point rather than talk a point. So the games are coming, we need to deal with them.
Well, on that point, I mean, you've come through a testy run of fixtures against good opposition. On paper now, it looks like you've got a cluster of games, specifically on Saturday at home against Millwall, that you can really attack. This is a chance to wipe the slate clean, isn't it?
Well, we could really lose as well. So we don't kid ourselves that Millwall is a decent side. They're coming to do the bit, and followed that by Cardiff and followed by Huddersfield. But we didn't give ourselves a chance tonight. We have to give ourselves a chance in every other game we play.
How important do you think February could be in terms of the overall picture as well, Steve, just looking at it going forward?
I think March is important. Do you mean March? I think March is important now. We identified how tough the run was in February, and we've identified these are games we should look to win in March.
And there's been a little bit, obviously, I know you dealt with it pre-match as well, Steve, but a little bit of column inches and conjecture about what's happened in the last couple of days with Peter. Are you now satisfied that is over? You know, you're committed to what's going on here with Rotherham, and you want to just concentrate on the job in hand?
Well, I've read more in the press than what I've heard in my ear. And by that, there's been a lot of words written, hasn't there? I've also seen words attributed to the chairman at Peterborough, who I know very well, from Darren McAntony, who said there'll be no formal approach. If there's no formal approach, nobody's got a question. And even if the question comes, I've got a massive job here. I've told our supporters 2 days ago, don't be alarmed. If they don't think Steve Evans is in the trenches to keep this club in the Championship, then they don't know Steve Evans, do they?
Millwall on Saturday then, Steve. Let's move on. Any new injuries, any new bumps and bruises tonight that you can look at next couple of days?
Well, it'll be tomorrow before we find out. There's one or two in there pretty sore and pretty tired, but that happens, you know, in midweek fixtures. It's our job now to freshen them up and get ready for a big game. Us staying in the Championship won't be decided on Saturday, whatever happens, but it'd be nice to win.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.